Hello, my name is Zaria. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus line. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I know a testing site near me, but they're not giving out appointments.
So
I
if
know
you,
my mom, but it's not giving out appointments.
okay, so you have to
They
get.
say I have to go online, and online it doesn't show anything on there till May 4th, and yet they say that they're scheduling appointments for March, so the two things are not coinciding with each other. What they're saying and what's actually showing online is not matching. So somebody doesn't know what they're doing or saying.
Those appointments may already be taken up, but you can call this line and they should be able to help you get pre-registered for the vaccine.
I've already pre-registered on the 855 number.
Okay, so
And when I pre-registered on that 855 number, they told me they were going to send my name to the health department in my county, and my health department would call me up and make an appointment. But when I
yes.
called the health department, they said they're not making appointments. They're not the ones making the appointments. You have to go online and make your own appointment. I mean, it's like every day it changes. And it's always
So,
doing is ticking people off. Somebody needs to get their act together and get it together correctly.
that's supposed to be so we pre you're pre-registered when you call that number, and once an appointment becomes available, then your health department is supposed to, or wherever you pre-registered for, is supposed to call you to make an appointment with you. That's how that works.
Well, I called them up because I wanted to know after you pre-registered how long would it be before I would get called for an appointment. And her answer was, "We are not making appointments. If you want an appointment, you have to go on alabamacovidvaccine.gov and make your own appointment." And when I did, my county and all the counties around me didn't have anything till May 4th. And she said they were making appointments now for March, yet online, everything shows May 4th. So I don't see you're telling me one story and they're telling me another story. And the girl that I pre-registered me told me the same thing you're telling me. But the health department here in my county is saying they're not the ones that make the appointments.
I'm unsure why, they're saying that, but like I said, from my knowledge, when once you're pre-registered, that goes to wherever you register for, and whenever the vaccine becomes available, they call you. So I don't really have anything, more to give on that.
When you get pre-registered, when does it go to the health department in my county?
It's sent over once we click send, and they just go over, they just went whenever something becomes available, they're supposed to call you.
Because when I called her about that and asked her that question, she says, "Well, we don't have your name here." And I said, "How do you know you don't have my name? I never gave you my name."
I'm unsure of how that works.
It sounds to me like they're just copping out on doing their job, and they're just sending everybody. My friend had the same problem. They sent her running around like they sent me. They wouldn't give her an appointment either. She had to go online. But they're not telling the same story you guys are telling. They're just playing games with the people in this county that call them up. So something needs to be straightened out because, when you tell somebody, "Well, your name, I don't have your name," well, you never even asked her. How do you know if you got my name or not?
Yeah, so I'm not really, sure what more to advise in this situation. But that's how that's supposed to work once you give them their your contact information and everything, and that facility is supposed to contact you once something becomes available.
Okay. So let's say I pre-registered on Sunday. Shouldn't they already have my information?
Now, I'm unsure of how soon it goes over, but from my understanding, they should have it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really, we send that information over, and I'm not really, we don't have a timeline of, how soon it gets to them or anything like that. We just send the information over. or the people on the line, the hotline, to send that information over.
This is one big mess.
Yeah, now typically it's not, you know, something that's gonna, like, you put your name in for a call on Sunday and you get a call on Thursday. It typically doesn't, you know, work that way. It may take a while. I'm not sure of, like, an exact, we don't have a timeline of how long it takes those to happen, but
the thing is, that's not really what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is they're saying they're not doing it that way. They're saying they're not the ones calling up and making people get appointments for people. They said you have to do it yourself and go online on that COVIDvaccine.org site and make it. And that's a site that, like yesterday when I went on it, my county didn't even have any availability. When I went on it this morning, it had availability for appointments, but it was all the way to May 4th. But that's not what they're telling me. They're telling me that they're booking for March. So if they're booking for March, why is it only saying it's available May 4th, the next appointment?
I can't answer for that, unfortunately. I don't know, you know, what's going on with that.
Yeah, something's messed up. Okay. Thanks a lot for your help.
All right. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Bye-bye.